Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. Ever feel like your brain's on a permanent high-speed loop? Like there's just too much going on and you're desperately trying to keep up? Yeah, me too. We live in a world where information bombards us from every direction. Notifications, deadlines, social media, the news cycle, you name it. It's enough to make your head spin, right? That's why I started this podcast, Tap Out of Overstimulation. To help us all find ways to hit pause, recharge, and reclaim some peace of mind. And today, we're diving into a powerful tool for relaxation. Visualization techniques. Now, before you picture me in a yoga studio, chanting and meditating, let me assure you, this isn't about becoming a Zen master overnight. It's about harnessing the power of your imagination to literally calm your nervous system. Think of it like this. Your mind is like a muscle, constantly working, processing information, generating thoughts. Visualization allows you to consciously direct that energy, shifting your focus from the constant chatter to a place of peace and tranquility. So, let's break down some key takeaways to make this work for you. First up, find your happy place. It could be a secluded beach, a cozy cabin in the woods, or even just your favorite armchair with a good book. The key is that it evokes a sense of calm and contentment. When you close your eyes, paint a vivid picture of this space, the sights, sounds, smells, textures. Feel the warmth of the sun on your skin. Hear the gentle lapping of waves. Or smell the fresh pine needles in the air. The more detailed your visualization, the deeper the relaxation effect. Second, engage all your senses. Don't just focus on what you see. Think about how things feel. Soft sand beneath your feet, cool water against your skin, a warm cup of tea in your hands. What sounds do you hear? The rustling of leaves, birds chirping, the gentle hum of nature? Even incorporate scents and tastes into your visualization, fresh ocean air, blooming flowers, or the sweet taste of ripe fruit. Third, practice consistency. Just like any skill, visualization takes practice. Start with short sessions, 5 to 10 minutes a day, and gradually increase the time as you become more comfortable. You can visualize anytime, anywhere, during your commute, on your lunch break, or before bed. Even a few moments of focused visualization can significantly reduce stress and promote relaxation. Next up, don't judge your experience. Sometimes our minds wander, thoughts pop up, and it feels like we're losing focus. That's perfectly normal. Just gently guide your attention back to your chosen visualization. Remember, there's no right or wrong way to do this. Just be patient with yourself and enjoy the journey. And lastly, experiment. Explore different techniques and visualizations that resonate with you. Try visualizing a successful outcome for an upcoming event, picturing yourself overcoming a challenge, or simply immersing yourself in a peaceful and serene environment. Okay, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine this. You're rushing to get ready for work, feeling the pressure of deadlines looming, emails piling up, traffic snarls outside your window. You feel that familiar tightness in your chest, your heart racing a little faster. This is where visualization comes in handy. Take a few deep breaths, close your eyes, and imagine yourself stepping into your favorite park, a place where you feel truly at peace. Feel the soft grass beneath your feet, hear the gentle rustling of leaves, smell the fresh scent of blooming flowers. Notice the warm sunshine on your skin, the chirping of birds, the peaceful serenity surrounding you. You might even imagine yourself reading a book under a shady tree, sipping a cup of tea, allowing the sounds and sights to wash away all that stress. Even for a few minutes, this mental escape can help recalibrate your mood, bring back a sense of calm, and prepare you to tackle the day with renewed focus and clarity. So there you have it. Visualization techniques as your secret weapon against overstimulation. By harnessing the power of your imagination, you can create pockets of peace and tranquility even in the midst of chaos. Remember, consistency is key. Make this a daily practice, and watch how it transforms your relationship with stress. Now, I want to hear from you. What's your favorite visualization technique? Share your experiences and tips in the comments below. And if you found this episode helpful, don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review the podcast. Until next time, keep tapping out of overstimulation and embracing a more balanced life. See ya.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.